flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Somebody texts in, I think out of all your great regular guests, the best and most insightful is John Michaels. Great interview. I do like John Michaels a lot. We have a lot of regular guests on the show. I've come to find out over the years that I enjoy talking to people who I know get the radio show and give us what we're looking for. I would say this, and I'm not saying this just to say it, because I happen to like him and he's going to continue to come on the show. The regular guest who gets the most hate on the text line is Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. But he tells us things from a New England perspective. And he's high on Drake May, not high on Tua. And so Ben Volen gets the most vitriol. John Michaels always gets great response because he's a Miami guy.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Tyler Hero, congratulations. You deserve it.
Nothing about your marathon, huh? In the last hour, you just want to move past that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the last hour, if you missed it, I don't know how. Dan was telling us in the headlines about the Miami Marathon. When is it, tomorrow or Sunday?
Sunday in the wee hours of the morning.
So Dan Day, this is such an incredible story. Dan Day ran a marathon, completed a marathon, did not train for it, just kind of did it as a radio bit when he was in New Orleans and completed it. And it's pretty remarkable because people will train a half year for a marathon and sometimes not be able to complete it. And Dan just did it. Like, you know, he's one of those guys. But in the 2 o'clock hour, I asked Jimmy, have you ever competed in a marathon? And he was like, maybe I once walked a 5K, which was not the answer to have you ever competed. Crowder is just checked. Orlando.
I love coming in on this conversation.
So this is great. So the Miami Marathon is Sunday. And so I, you know, Dan, have you ever competed in a marathon? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. And you know, of course he has. And there's video of it on YouTube. And so Jimmy says, maybe, which already strikes you as, well, wait a second.
You like, know if you'd have ran 26 miles.
Right. And someone texted in, to find the text, maybe is never the answer to did you complete a marathon. there's no, like, there's no way that you would never know. And then he, I think, conflated a marathon and a 5K. And I don't know what was happening there. But regardless, the notion that you wouldn't be certain if you completed a marathon, I was saying to Dan during the commercial break, is like, were you ever in the Olympics? Maybe. I know I did field day.
Check my timeline. Jimmy doesn't like to commit to anything. It's always
nothing. But nebulous. That one, like, it's a very rare thing. You know, it's like, Jimmy, have you ever flown to the moon?
No.
I did fly to San Juan.
That one plane went pretty high. I believe it going high.
I flew at
night. Depends what you consider the moon.
I saw a bunch of stars, so maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
It was just a delight. It was such a delightful Jimmy answer. I'm like, this can't be really happening. The moment he went, I'm thinking to myself, this can't be happening. There's no way this is an like. But yeah, it was, and he said that he walked a 5K.
It's 2 miles, Jimmy. It's a big difference.
Very close. It's close.
No marathon.
You have to run. Nobody walks a marathon. What? You may walk parts of it, or you may finish walking, but no one just walks a marathon.
It would take 18 hours. You have to start. You have to start the day before.
Would you ever be able to run a marathon?
No, no way in the hell. Isn't that the 26.2? Whatever.
Yeah.
It's no, and those marathon people, I actually, Asia's cousin is a marathon, like, you know, like, not like professional, but just does it, you know, I don't know, some of them, I think it's psychotic to just run 26 miles for fun.
It is so psychotic.
But she has the 26.2 sticker on the back of her car and all that stuff, like, they're a different type human being. Hey, Huck, I quit on a 30-mile bike ride in the Dolphin Cancer Challenge and had to call Nat Moore to send somebody to pick me up because I went and got a beer at the gas station.
Could you run a 5K? I've run 5Ks before.
No. There's no way I could run. I couldn't run 2 miles. I can't run a mile.
You don't think you could fit? A mile you could.
I don't think so. I think my knees and feet would give out. But even not the wind of it. My knees and feet running, having 260 pound on all these surgeries. Like, I really don't believe I could run a mile right now.
I'm saying to Dan, it is remarkable that he ran a marathon without training for it. Because I know, like, Will and Giselle, like, they train all year with David Sampson a lot of the time. And a lot of people will train and still not be able to complete the marathon. Yeah. And Dan, you just did it on a whim?
Yeah, just kind of got out of bed and rode my bicycle to the start line. And I had some pick me up afterwards because I couldn't ride my bike back. But yeah, 6 hours straight, even.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's almost, I mean, it's kind of like Forrest Gumpy, kind of. Like, he just started running. Like,
I did it as a joke,
and
too.
You really ran the entire thing?
Yeah, no, I ran the whole thing. But I did it as a joke. I wore Chuck Taylors and I wore, like, Hamburglar socks and a radio station t-shirt. You can see it online if you go to Dan Day Marathon or something like that. And it was really a joke. And I did kind of feel bad. Like, people that had trained all year, like you said, and they were hurt. And they're like, I can't finish. And then they see me whizzing by them. And they're like, this joker.
It's remarkable.
I love the part of Forrest Gump when he's running across the country for the fourth time. And he stops and says, I'm ready to go home now.
That's kind of like you could see Dan doing that.
Yeah.
Like you could see Dan getting past the finish line at the marathon and going, oh, I'll just keep running. And then, you know, 10 hours later, I'm ready to go home now.
That's me there.
Yeah.
Ready to go home now. And Dan is an interesting bird.
How are the Pro Bowl games up there in Orlando?
You know what? I don't want to badmouth anything, but usually say that before you badmouth something. Those guys don't give a damn about those little skill challenge games.
Right.
Like, you see the guy, they're just jogging. Like, you go talk to a dude. Hey, man, how's it going? Congratulations on making a Pro Bowl. Yeah, man, I don't know when this bus come. I got to get out of here. I'm like,
is there any game at all, or it's just all skills competition?
No, it's a flag football game Sunday, I think. But even that, like the guys, you know, there might have been a small tinge of vodka smell in the air. Like, you got to think about it. These guys just played 17 games, and they didn't make the Super Bowl, a lot of them. Right. Like, it's like, bro, this is my offseason. I'm not coming out here to compete with anybody. Like, you can get out of here. George Kittle was George Kittle was competing. I'll give you that much. George Kittle was going, but everybody else.
I like him a lot. He's funny.
And Derwin James ran about a 4.140 in front of us. And I was like, oh, you're really serious, huh, Derwin? Yeah, you got to win. When you win, you got to win. You know what I'm saying? He got some Denzel in him.
Did you talk to anyone interesting?
Yes, we did. Like I said, Tristan Wirfs yesterday. Today we did. You remember Mikey Williams, the guy that was like the number one player over LeBron, over Bronny James?
No.
He's at UCF now, and now he's trying to restart his basketball career, which is pretty cool. Mm. Cam Hayward, who plays for the Steelers. Yeah. And then who else this morning? Oh, Michael Carter Williams, the basketball guy.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, we've knocked it. We've done like 5 shows in 18 hours. I'm exhausted.
Let's do a little cat talk here before we continue on. Give me a little cat talk open if you have it, Dan.
And last night, after we went to the skills challenge, we came back. We went to the restaurant on the resort, you know, whatever place we are, there's a restaurant. And it was an Alabama coach paid for all our meals and drinks.
Really?
For no reason. Like, we just came back. The lady was like, I was like, oh, we'll take the bill. We're about to go back to the room. She was like, it's been taken care of. And it was like an Alabama coaching staff guy sitting at the end of the bar. And he just waved at us.
How many people were you with?
Ryan, Fred, and our producer, Alicia. And the bill was high because, man, I probably drank up $200 worth of liquor.
And you just paid. You didn't even know who it was?
They brought it back, and I don't know, and didn't recognize him. Like, he wasn't a known face, and he just waved down the bar. And
did he think you were Manny Ramirez?
I hope so, because if he's giving Crowder for $300, hell, what would he give Manny?
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, they'll double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. So Panthers have the Blackhawks tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena. It is a 1 p.m. game, and it is national TV. It will be on ABC. Now, you can listen to the game with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay on 560 WQAM, but the game is going to be televised nationally. Obviously, Connor Bedard against the defending Stanley Cup champions is a darn good matchup. So ABC tomorrow, 1 p.m., or streaming on ESPN Plus, but you can go to the game. There's limited tickets left, or you can listen to it as well on 560 WQAM. I put in a Super Bowl bet last night, and I'll tell you why. Hmm. You tell me what you think. Laying in bed, and I was thinking Travis Kelce overs. That's how my head works when I'm laying in bed. I go, you know, Travis Kelce, probably. Okay. Probably. I'm about, I'd say on this bet, 8 milligrams into the 10 milligram pill. So I almost bought last night, Dan will appreciate this. Simple Minds announced a tour. Ooh. Now, Simple Minds hasn't come and played in the States in forever. And I don't know if you're familiar with their music, Crowder, but everybody knows Don't You Forget don't About you. Me from Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
But that, like, Simple Minds, they have so many great songs. Yeah. I always love that band. They're touring with Modern English and Soft Cell.
Ooh.
So you got Tainted Love, I Melt With You, and Simple Minds has a huge catalog of hits. So they announced this tour that's actually coming to the U.S., and I want to go. I've always wanted to see Simple Minds. It's a band that I've always wanted to see. I've been a fan of theirs since the 80s, and I've never seen them in concert. Hmm. Look online. They're not coming to Miami. They're not coming anywhere around here. They are going to Chicago. My brother happens to love Simple Minds as well. He's in Vegas right now, and so our time zones are a little messed up. But I decided, you know what? I'm getting 4 good tickets to Simple Minds, and I'm buying airfare. And Lori and I are going. We'll go to Chicago. It's in the summer. It's in June. Perfect time to visit Chicago and whatever. So the tickets were $1,200. The airfare was $1,000-something. I said, I've got everything. And I just, I didn't pull the trigger. Ooh. I said to myself, on Ambien, self, You buy stuff on Ambien, and sometimes it shocks you the next day. So self, you're going to make a big purchase here. Like I'm getting ready to click it.
Crazy.
You're going to make a big purchase. Why don't you just wait till tomorrow and make sure you want to make that purchase? So I still may go, but I did not. But I did put in a $50 bet on Travis Kelce over.
Well, a little different.
You saved
I felt
about
like I made money. You know what I mean? Like
you just saved $1,900. I guess you made a lot of money. Yes.
But here, do you like Simple Minds, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. All three of those bands, man. That's
never.
I was hoping they would come to like Tampa or Orlando because I'd go up for that.
Yep. Yep.
80s-tastic.
Yeah. I still think I'm going to go to Chicago to see it. I think I'm going to end up getting the tickets because I've always wanted to see them.
Jimmy, play whatever this song is because I don't know who you're
speaking. Yeah, play Don't You Forget About Me. That's the one everyone knows, which you'll know. But they have so many better hits than that. That one just happens to be the massive commercial hit.
And you would pay $1,000 to go and $1,000 for flights to see them?
It's a good reason to go to Chicago. I haven't been to Chicago in a while, and my brother and I, we keep saying, he's like, I'm going to come down there, we'll come up there. So I thought this would be a good trip to wrap it into, because Chicago in the summertime, there is no better city on the planet. There just is no better city on the planet in the summer.
I don't think if they said Jesus is performing in Chicago for $2,000, I'd make it. I'll see him in 30 years. It's fine.
Oh, I'm a fan of his reggaeton.
Ambien or no Ambien, it still kind of sounds like a good idea.
Right?
To me.
$2,000?
Crowder, you know this song. Hold up. I'm going to play a little bit for it right now.
Yeah. Breakfast Club.
So yeah,
no, time banger. I'm telling you, they have such a catalog of songs. And then Modern English, I Melt With You, you know that one. And Soft Cell, Tainted Love, you know that one.
Oh yeah.
I gotta hear it, but yeah, man. $2,000?
What I ended up doing, and then I gotta get a hotel. What I ended up doing.
$3,000 in the seated.
I gotta rent the car too.
Stay at the Drake, stay at the Palmer
$4,000
House.
What I ended up doing though was betting Travis Kelce over 64.5 receiving yards. And here's my thought. Mm-hmm. I believe Travis Kelce will have a great Super Bowl. I don't know if this is going to be his final game. And so I think on this stage with Taylor Swift and the way they're playing, he goes over. But I don't think I'm the only one who thinks that. And I think next week you're going to get all the super casual gamblers. And Travis Kelce is one of those it guys because of Taylor Swift. So if you're going to bet the over, this is just my rationale. If you're going to bet the over, might as well bet it now because I bet it's 67.5 or 68.5 by the time the game rolls around. That was my thought.
That is a good thought. I might jump on that.
I think better on Ambien.
I might think that on you because even like the thought of that, the casual gamblers are going to wait till Super Bowl week to think about the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because I have I don't know what Patrick Mahomes, I looked at the other day, his rushing yards, where in the AFC Championship game, they were running the hell out of Patrick Mahomes. So I don't know if it's too big and all that, but I'm like,
everything, all the overs, I think, go up as the week goes on.
100%. I like that, Hawk. I'll throw that in an old parlay.
There you go, Mr. Ambien. All right, let's get headlines with Dan Day. Lee Sterling is going to join us with some of his early prop picks for the Super Bowl in the next segment. So headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Tyler Hero has been named to the NBA All-Star Eastern Conference Reserves All-Star Weekend, February 14th through 16th in San Francisco.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, they're in Georgia on June 7th, which is closer, but I get it. It's true. It is closer. I can't do that. I have no ties to Georgia, though.
Oh, you got to see your brother.
Oh, I could go see John Michaels.
Maybe he wants to go.
I could see Randy McMichael. I think Randy McMichael would want to go to the show.
Me and Randy McMichael have the same music thoughts. I'm sure he doesn't know.
All right, so you want me to get six tickets then?
Sebastian, what's their name?
Yeah, somebody says, didn't Crowder go see Beyonce? How much were those tickets?
Oh, that was 10 grand.
Hello? For how many? Two?
No, he four.
Four.
Four?
Yeah, I took the wife and both kids. But that was an Asia present. I wouldn't see. Jay-Z, Lil Wayne.
You say this all the time, though. I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do that, but you do it all. I don't celebrate birthdays, but you had a birthday weekend where people flew in for. I don't go see concerts, but you go see all these concerts. And you just put it on everyone else. You have the best of both worlds.
I don't put it on everyone else. It's on Asia.
Yeah,
I love my wife.
That's not a Crowder decision.
I love my wife.
It's not a change decision.
That's the problem. That's the answer, is that I love my wife and she wants to do this stuff.
Somebody text in, I spent $1,500 for the Morgan Wallen tickets, the tickets that we're giving away. Now, there's four acts on that bill at Hard Rock, but that's the ticket, the concert tickets, four tickets. By the way, I was looking at Fifth Row Center.
Ooh,
the four concert tickets for $1,200 is next to nothing nowadays.
Yeah, they're expensive
when it comes to concert tickets. Yeah.
I think I was.
Concert
I was
tickets are this. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
We were ninth row for Beyonce. Damn. And yeah, it was like $2,000 a ticket or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sitting the upper deck for J Balvin in March, and it cost me $60 a person.
Where's J Balvin playing?
Sit at your house. It's going to cost you nothing.
Crowder. Get a J Balvin McDonald's meal.
Think about J Balvin at the Kaseya Center on a Saturday night.
Didn't we send you to go get Balvin meal at McDonald's once? Wasn't that a show bit?
I've never
eaten anything. The Jack Harlow meal.
Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah. Jack Harlow meal.
Who is J Balvin? He throws cakes at people?
No. That's DJ Benihana's.
That's Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
J Balvin.
He's a reggaeton, kind of like Baboni, but not as good as Baboni.
Remember, we first heard of him, Crowder, when McDonald's came out with a J Balvin meal.
They probably did.
Oh, neither of us knew who he was. And Solana's like, how do you not know who J Balvin is?
He had a sponsorship with Miller Lite, too, because I was drinking a J Balvin Miller Lite one time.
Oh, yeah. I've looked him up before. His name popped up in my...
My buddy Justin just texted me. I'm flying to Nashville for Pearl Jam. Four tickets, airfare, and hotel was cheaper than four tickets at Hard Rock Live here in South Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, Hawk, I'm going to try to talk you into this because you get a vacation out of it. You get to see your family.
Yeah, I think I may do it.
You get to go to a concert. You get to go to Chicago.
Now, the more I think about it, I was thinking about getting an Airbnb in my old neighborhood in Chicago and staying there for a month.
A month?
Just for the summer. Yeah. I'll do the show from there. What's the difference?
Are you on Ambien right now?
He's going to live in his old neighborhood.
Guys, I'm moving to Chicago.
Is that what you're trying to tell us? Is this a roundabout way of explaining? Moving?
People always ask me, hey, man, you come back to Atlanta? For what? I live in Miami. Why would I come back to Atlanta? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
People ask me, like, you're not going to go home to go see the Super Bowl? I'm like, why would I go to New Orleans to watch two teams that I don't care that much about? I mean, in Miami.
That's the one I don't get. Miami. That one, I would never go to a Super Bowl.
So Super Bowl is one of the – I don't know if Crowder's been, but as far as a spectator, it's terrible.
I never go to the game.
No,
I didn't
unless
go to
you're
the
in
game.
Like a suite or something. Crowder could be in a suite, and you know, like that. That makes it more palatable.
I've told the story when I played. Like I used to sell. We get two tickets for face value. I used to take them and sell them. You know, second market every single year I played as a player. I don't want to go to the game. It's a football game. Sooner or later, I know it's a spectacle, but it's a football game. After a while, I've seen these. I'm good.
Remind us where you sold those tickets on the secondary market at.
Oh, that good story I told was at Rachel's. And I made like eight. Yeah, I made $8,000, walked out with $1,200.
Did you offer tickets to players?
Not retired players, but.
I remember Aronde used to go every year, and he may or may not have sold his tickets on the secondary markets.
Current players, they would have when the season's wrapping, they would have I don't know. It's probably all digital now, but they would have a piece of paper on your chair in your locker, and they would say, would you like to, you know, buy your two tickets this season? And you'd check yes, and they'd actually take the money out of your last check, and then they'd mail you your tickets. Then I drive to a strip club and give it to some sketchy guy, and he'd give me a couple $1,000 more than what they were worth.
Well, with that being said, let's get to weather from the Nemez Mendoza Law Firm.
Thank God.
Your accident attorneys.com. Attorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7 at 866.
Jimmy, you want to come to Chicago with me and run the Chicago Marathon?
Got to stretch first.
All right. Yeah, make sure you stretch.
Maybe.
Beautiful weather here in South Florida. That's your weather.
Jimmy, you ever seen Simple Minds in concert?
Never.
Maybe. You better get trip protection if you're traveling with Jimmy, because everything's a maybe.
Jimmy's like, I think I saw them in Luxembourg.
Or was that Hialeah?
Jimmy, you on the way to the airport?
Or I bought their cassette at Peaches. It's one of the two. I was either on a yacht in Luxembourg, or I got their cassette at Peaches. All right, Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, the sounds of Glen Campbell and Rhinestone Cowboy must mean Lee Sterling is sidling up to the bar and joining us on the program. Not that there's a ton to talk about, but we start thinking about Super Bowl and prop bets, and he's already in the lab working on stuff. Lee Sterling's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. Website is paramountsports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Hello, Lee.
How are you?
We're good. So let's know what you're thinking here. I know we'll talk to you next week as we get really close to the Super Bowl. Are you yourself placing Super Bowl bets already?
Yes. I've placed 17 so far.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how many do you think you will play by game time? Like, how many bets?
Probably
do you
40, 45.
Played? Yeah.
Ooh.
I got a lot to pay for in February, Mark. I've got both my daughter's birthday, my wife's 60th. Well, I probably shouldn't say that on the air.
Take that out of the podcast, Dan.
And this is the last big game. And even if – I mean, I've been on a run. I've been on a 9-0 run in the NFL playoffs. I can lose the Super Bowl, and I'll have guys complain and tell me they lost money this year.
Well, that's how the business works.
Right. So I got to win. I got to win for the birthdays. Got to win for the wedding for my oldest this summer. So still a lot of pressure. But I see over 600 props out there. There's some mistakes, I believe, out there.
Hey, Lee, you forget about Valentine's Day, did you?
Well, I'm taking my wife away. I'm doing a combo. I'm taking her to Austin, Texas. Valentine's Day weekend. Her birthday's the next weekend, so I'm flying my daughter in her actual birthday weekend. So I think I'm doing it right, but I did get a little guff, and she's like, "Well, you went to school in Austin. Why are we going to Austin?" I'm like, "It's a combo trip, honey."
I was telling Crowder in the last segment. Now I was on Ambien, admittedly, last night. I buy a lot of stuff on Ambien, and then I don't remember it till the next day when I see the confirmation email. But last night, Simple Minds announced an American tour, and okay. Simple Minds never tours the U.S. They only play Europe, and they're coming to Chicago. They're not coming anywhere in South Florida. They're not coming to Florida. Period. It's Simple Minds, Modern English, and Soft Cell. Mm-hmm. And they're going to Chicago. My brother lives in Chicago. I haven't seen him in a couple of years. And it's in the summer. It's in June. And so I was calling Crowder. I was going to get 4 tickets, surprise my brother, take Lori. And my brother will take his wife. And so I was going to spend like $1,200 on the tickets. And then I got to spend another grand on the airfare and hotel and all that stuff. I still think I might do it, though. That's like that's kind of a fun little getaway, isn't it?
I agree. I mean, I'm not even seeing a big band. I am going to Austin City Limits to see one of the best house bands, band called Skyrocket. Of course, I'll also be going to Vince Young Steakhouse, one of the top steakhouses in the Southwest. So I'm going to try to do it upright. My wife didn't
Would
see
you
a whole
travel,
lot of me.
Though, for a concert? Would you ever find a
absolutely.
Band that you like? You see concerts
yeah, of course.
Travel?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the bands that we like, Mark, are not going to be around too much longer.
That's my point. Like, if I don't see Simple Minds by, like, I saw Tom Petty on his last tour. I had never seen him before, and I was up in West Palm at Coral Sky, but I saw him, and then he's not around anymore.
And Billy Joel's not going to be around much longer. Yeah. You know, Elton John could be, you know, that this could be it. I mean, I've been to some great concerts of late of some of the bands that I liked and followed in the 70s and 80s, some really good ones, and I've been to some clunkers. There have been a couple.
Oh, it is bad. Hit and miss when you get into the 70s and 80s era. Oh. Like, it's literally playing a slot machine as to what kind of performance
like,
you're going to
have. Yeah, like, one I can tell you stay away from, the Commodores.
Yeah, they were at Broward Center recently.
Terrible.
Huh. Haven't y'all heard all these songs?
Yeah, but it's fun, you know, to relive.
That's why we want
to
see it. I don't want to go. Listen,
your good times
they better not play anything I haven't
ours,
heard.
Channing, a lot longer.
What's that?
Your good times last a lot longer. Your partying time, a lot longer than ours did.
For real. You ain't lying. So, give us a couple of props that you're already working on for the Super Bowl. Something that you think's out there and worth.
All right. A couple that are tied into touchdowns. Shortest touchdown, under 1.5 yards, minus 190. Under 1.5 yards, I think you're going to see a 1 yard touchdown. And, you know, it's not like either team gets stopped on the goal line, especially Jalen Hurts. So, with that being said, I also like Jalen Hurts minus 110 anytime touchdown. He scored 3 in the last game, and, I mean, he was probably 80, 85% tops. He should be close to 100% after dealing with some injuries over the last 6 weeks. So I like those two. Also like Patrick Mahomes over 36.5 pass attempts. A lot of people look at it and they'll say, wow, he only threw the ball 25 and 26 times the last 2 games, both games in the playoffs. But he did run the ball 7 and 11 times. But before that, he had 7 straight games where he threw more than 37 passes. And I just can't see Kansas City running the ball at all or much at all on Philadelphia. So I think they're going to have to move it even with short passes for Patrick Mahomes. I like that. I think it's going to actually go up. So play it now. Also, Kansas City under 8.5 players catch a pass. The reason I like that is they're start going a lot less to the backup tight ends since they've gotten into the playoffs here. In fact, they've gone 7 straight games now where 8 players or less have caught a pass. So, you know, Hollywood Brown is back. They're going to him. They're going to Worthy. They're going to go to Travis Kelce. Maybe a couple backs out of the backfield. I don't think they go over 8.5 there. And also like Kansas City most first downs, plus 105. Just the dinking and dunking of Patrick Mahomes is I think, a good bet. Most first downs there. And then if you want to take a shot, a long shot MVP, Travis Kelce at 18-1. So here's my thinking on this. Patrick Mahomes, a lot of sentiment against Patrick Mahomes, getting a lot of calls when he throws the ball and late hits on the other team. The only three players I think that have a chance to win on offense if they win the game are obviously Mahomes, Xavier Worthy, but young player, he'd have to probably catch 175 yards probably worth of receptions, maybe have a long running touchdown, something like that. I think Travis Kelce's the guy, plus 1,800. This year, next year is probably his last year, and likable guy, and maybe it's time for a tight end, to finally get the nod.
What do you think of this? I was telling Crowder in the last segment as well that last night, I don't usually make bets way in advance, but I bet Travis Kelce over 64.5 receiving yards,
yep,
only because I think he's going to have a good game. But I think that number goes up as we get closer to the game because he's one of those guys, I think, that gets bet a lot. So I'm thinking like Saturday and Sunday, maybe that goes up, 66, 67. And so at least I get it in now and early.
I agree. I think he's going to be an integral part of the passing game. And just think, who is the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, former Dolphins defensive coordinator, and play a lot of zone, and tight ends do real well with teams that play two deep zone. So I like him a lot also. I think he's going to really come out and shine.
We'll get your official handicapping next week when we talk before the Super Bowl.
And maybe my daughter's too. She's working on the national anthem.
Oh, right,
but
Brooke.
Yay.
Did you hear the problem? John Batiste has never sung a national anthem before.
Oh, so how is she going to be able to handicap this? Because she goes back and watches, all these performances of the national anthem from whoever's doing it and comes up with the over-under. So how is she going to handicap this?
I don't know. There's a chance she might pass. Might pass for the first time. She said last year was going to be tough, and it was. She thought it was going to be within 2-3 seconds and, ended up going over because she repeated the last line. But
wasn't that her first loss in however many years?
Well, she's counting it as a tie. My daughter takes it very hard, and most places paid it out both sides because she repeated the last line. Trust me, they'll have the wording set up to where the last word, they'll say can't be repeated this year.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, because that was interesting. I thought that was a little loophole. Like, hey, that's the end of the anthem. I mean, if somebody decides to sing the line over again, I know when the anthem ends. I know what the last word is.
Right.
Really anyway. Brave. Everybody's brave.
Yeah. Who's your lean, though, for the game? You'll give us your official handicapping next week, but who are you leaning?
I'm going to do a 2-team 6-point teaser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I love KC. I think I'm betting my simple minds trip on KC.
Might be clouded minds you might be going to see.
That's when I really lost it. I don't bet more than $50, maybe $100.
And avocado, the price of avocados could be going up soon, too.
That is true. It will be going up soon. Here come the tariffs. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. So far, prop bets that he likes: shortest touchdown under 1.5 yards, Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown, Patrick Mahomes over 36.5 passing attempts, KC under 8.5 players catch a pass, KC most first downs in the game, and maybe take a flyer on Travis Kelce.
I got another one. I said I didn't have any futures, but I actually have one in the NBA. Oklahoma City plus 110 to win the Western Conference. And listen to the thinking here. So I don't play a whole lot of futures in the NBA, but Chet Holmgren's going to be coming back soon from his hip injury. They're 37-9. They're up 5.5 games over second place Houston. They're going to win the West. After that, Houston's not winning the West. Neither is Memphis. Denver, not the same team, in my opinion, as the last couple years. After that, it's the Lakers, Clippers, Minnesota, and Dallas. I like Oklahoma City plus 110 to win the Western Conference. I already put that in, actually, a couple hours ago.
Right. Yeah, you're certainly not going to get better than plus 110
nope.
as the season moves on. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Thank you, Lee. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. There you go. Lee Sterling. I'm going to get our beaks wet here with some Super Bowl prop bets.
Yes,
4
sir.
O'clock hour is coming up. We will celebrate February in the 4 o'clock hour because tomorrow starts February and we're not going to be on the air. We got to make sure that we celebrate it properly. So we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour, get headlines and all that good stuff as well.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I sit back sometimes and think, man, I wish I was better at football.
Hawk and Crowder.